Hello everybody. My name is Chen Yun Ten. I come from University of Michigan. This is a joint work with Deborah Lauderback and Lada Lemke. Sorry. So actually our title is borrowed from a popular funny song, "I Love You, You Love Me." But today we don't talk about love. We talk about ratings. Okay, so now let me motivate our work. So, oops. So actually, we can find many recommender system and reputation system in many online sites, and there are several rating types we can find in these sites. So the first is users can rate product, they can rate other products' reviews, they can also rate each other users. So in this work, we want to study various websites that cover these different rating types, and we want to take a look whether there are any design choice that may affect those ratings. So the first site we would like to talk about is Amazon.com. So I think everybody must know Amazon. So Amazon is a popular website that allow many users to give ratings, to review products. So in Amazon, user can decide whether they want to review products anonymously, so they can choose whether they want to use real name or pen name. And in our data set, we crawl of about 15,000 recent article reviews and about 1,500 reviewers' data. And we have about roughly half anonymous users and identified users. So the second site is we want to survey is Opinion. So Opinion is a website that allow users to share product reviews, and users can write reviews, they can rate other users' review, and they can specify where they trust other users. So in our data set, we have about 500,000 user-to-user ratings. So we also have about 100,000 users and 3 million articles in opinion.com. And the next website we want to take a look is Couchsurfing. I just talked with some people and they just say they don't know Couchsurfing. So I will talk more about this. So Couchsurfing is a service for a traveler around the world. They can look to meet with new people and they can find a couch to sleep on in other users' home or something. So in our data set, we have about 600,000 users and about 3 million user-to-user ages. And in Couchsurfing, users can do four things. The first is they can specify the friendship level. They can say, I just get acquainted with this person, but I'm not a good friend with him. And he can also specify whether he's my best friend or something. And they can also specify whether they trust other users. And if they really trust this person, or they can vouch for other users. And while they can also leave like a positive, neutral, or negative reference for other users. So based on these sites, now we can summarize structure of rating systems. So now let's example. So here we have two users, and users can give ratings on Amazon on other items like Amazon.com, and users, or they can rate other users, rate product reviews like opinion, and users can also rate each other. Our examples are opinion and Couchsurfing. So now let's talk about our two big research questions. So the first one is, are there any design choice that may affect those ratings? The second question is, are there any other factors that may affect ratings? Okay, so now let's talk about the first one. So let's think about the design choice users, the size they may have. Okay, so now here is a user, and he may try to give a rating, and there are two kind of design choice. The first is whether this rating will be public or keep private. So this is private and this is public. So if the rating is public, there's still two kind of choice. The first is if this user want to keep the rating as anonymously, and the second one is this user can decide whether his name want to be on the ratings. But there's still the other design choice is if the other users just see he got lower ratings, he can decide to give lower ratings to the person he give me ratings. So this is we call like reciprocity in our work. So probably this person may get mad, you know. So okay, so now let's talk about these design choices and the relationship with these sites. So the first is whether this rating will be displayed as public or private. So in Amazon, we found every product reviews are public, but for Couchsurfing, friendship, voucher, and reviews are public, but trust ratings are private. But in opinion, rating of reviews and trust links are public, but for distrust links, it's kept as private. And for the second design choice, we talk about anonymity. So do user have the preference to identify themselves? In Amazon, user have choice to write reviews as anonymously. And for opinions, users can also have a choice to stay anonymously or not. But for Couchsurfing, every public ratings are identified. And for the third choice, reciprocity, in our data set, you know, for Amazon, it is not possible to have a reciprocity because product never rate you back. But for opinion and Couchsurfing, we have we see that there is a user can rate each other. So so now let's talk about how these factors may affect rating. The first we talk about is privacy and ratings. The example we select are opinion and Couchsurfing. Even for the privacy rating, we still have two kinds of settings. The first setting is in Couchsurfing, all ratings are public, and we can observe that the negative ratings are pretty much very low. So for example, users leave positive reference at about like 90% to other people they have hosted or those who host for them. Also in our data, we don't know whether neutral or missing reference, but we can observe that the positive reference is outnumber than negative reference. But in the other setting, we think this is probably because negative ratings are public and are identified. But in the second settings, in opinion, negative ratings can be private. So the negative rating is not shown to the other users. So we found in opinion, users can express trust public, but they express distrust private. So we can see there's a boost for non-trivial faction distrust ratings. So now let's talk about the anonymity and ratings. The example we talk about Amazon and opinion. So for anonymity and ratings, we still have two kind of settings. So the first setting is less no chance of reciprocity like Amazon.com. So as you can see, there is no difference for real name users or anonymous users in terms of ratings. But we can see there is still difference. For example, real name users, they tend to write longer reviews. They may use average, much longer, they may write much longer reviews, and they also get more number of fan votes. But in the other setting is there is a potential for reciprocity, like opinion. We found there is significant difference if users have potential to rate other people back. For example, as you can see, identified ratings is much higher than anonymous ratings. And for the same users, anonymous ratings is still much lower than identified ones. So now the other question is there any other evidence of reciprocity in ratings? The example we talk about are opinion and culture serving. So since we don't have exact user-to-user ratings in opinion data set, so we try to aggregate user-to-article ratings into user-to-user ratings. So our example is if user A try to rate two of user B's articles with average rating of 4, then we just assign a rating from user A to user B as 4. So then based on this, we can try to do some correlation test as to see if there is any reciprocity. So we found that rating from A to B is correlated with rating from B to A, and also number of ratings from A to B and to B to A also display reciprocity. And in culture serving, we also find reciprocity also affect ratings. For example, let's take a look at these two heat map. You can see the high density users are in the diagonal. So the left is the trust heat map, and the right is friendship heat map. And we also found that public friendship ratings are more highly correlated than private trust ratings. So we think this is because friendship ratings are public, so there's much higher potential for reciprocity, but for trust ratings, there are less possibility to do reciprocity. And so we also find the vouch function in culture serving also demonstrate reciprocity. So if A vouch for B, we found like at least 70% of B also vouch for A. And the mean private trust score for reciprocate vouchers are also higher than unreciprocate ones. So we think it implies lack of ratings. If you don't rate someone back, it implies less, much lower trust you may not trust other more, you know. So now, after we examine those design choice, we want to take a look at are there any other factors may affect ratings. So to answer this question, we try to use the demographic information from couchsurfing.com. So now let's take a look at the gender effects for trust and friendship. So let's talk about men. In our data set, we found men rate both men and women about equally for trust and friendship. But for women, we find that women rate other users more highly on both trust and friendship. Okay, so then let's take a look at age. We find trust is a little bit negative correlate with the age difference between rater and ratee. And we also find there is a little bit correlation with trust. As you can see from the 20 years old to 60, there is a positive correlation. But we don't know why it's dropped from 20 to 40s, but we guess it probably because most users in Couchsurfing are around the 20 ages, so there might be some bias. And then we look at the geography. We found closer friends tend to be proximate in the same country. So, for example, for friendship and trust, for the one's countrymen is much higher than foreigners. And here is the rating. So the map of ratings. As you can see, the countries from North America and Europe get much higher ratings than other countries. And there is no big difference for users who give ratings or other people or you receive ratings. Also, we think it probably that there's some reciprocity that may result in this result. But we still think there's still some effects of the countries. And also, we also found the country with the same cultural background tend to hire to trust each other much higher. For example, like Australia and Germany, they tend to give each other with higher trust score. But even some countries share the same cultural background, it doesn't imply they give each other with greater trust. For example, Canada and the United States share borders, but Canada didn't rate United States more highly. So for conclusion, we have three takeaway messages. The first is a rating should not be taken at face value. The second is we find the public identifier ratings are more likely to be positive if there is a potential for reciprocity. The third one is we find the demographics are the other factors that may affect ratings. So for future work, we want to survey users. We want to know when and why they choose to rate anonymously. And we want to identify the criteria, how they use to rate each other. And we may try to develop a trust prediction algorithm and by considering this bias. For more information, please check netsi.org. Thanks. That's a good question. Actually, we don't have the action data right now, but we may try to take a look in the future. Yeah. Could you be more specific? Okay.
So my question is the motivation behind choosing Couchsurfing, because I don't know if you guys used it actually, but I used it several times. So I think I have an explanation why there are mostly positive reviews, because the reason why it's pretty sensitive, you are going to potentially different country. So you look for lots of people and you choose the one that you think it's gonna, you can stay with, right? And so my question is, do you think it's going to be a different service that could be dealing with a little bit less sensitive stuff, not going there or something that would be more general, I would say, that would prove some of the things that you discovered?
Right. So there is some bias because in car serving people, they request for other people's help, so there is still some bias they can give each other with higher ratings. Yeah, but the reason why we choose Couchsurfing is one reason is we don't find any other sites that allow users to rate each other with trust and friendship, especially friendship. Yeah.
Quick question, right there, you have either chat or Couchsurfing, just use friends or Couchsurfing? I mean, you said that you must be ashamed, but you're not supposed to have the private chat always.
Yeah. What?